So we're back out of closed session, and we do have an order that is being photocopied right now, which we're going to distribute to everybody, because Mike Jordan needs to leave very soon. We're going to quickly let staff run us through the changes we have made to the draft order that we'll all look at up on the screen so that we can vote and then have Mr. Jordan leave and have his vote, and then we'll have the paper version. As soon as it comes down here, we'll distribute it. So, John, why don't you go ahead and put the draft order on the screen and lead us through the changes that we've made to it.
John is actually going to be looking at the draft penalty calculator methodology because it's a shorter version of the draft order.
Okay.
Penalty calculator.
Hello?
Nope. Can you hear me?
No.
This one's on.
No.
John, do you want to move over to the podium?
Can you just grab the podium mic? Is that working?
I got it. This will be easy, huh? Okay. This is the enforcement policies. Let me scroll up to the top. Penalty calculation methodology worksheet. So this works through the different factors and steps of the enforcement policy. Step one is the potential for harm factor, which is a sum of the this factor here, 10 is a sum of the selected factors up here. That is a sum of 5, 4, and 1, and let me open up to the step one. So this reflects the harm or potential harm for beneficial uses, the physical and chemical, biological and thermal characteristics of the discharges. Factor two, let me step back and say factor one, the board selected a value of 5 for the physical, chemical, biological, and thermal characteristics of the discharge. Factor two, or identified a factor of 4. And for the susceptibility of cleanup, factor three, the board selected a score of 1. That sums to this factor here, the 10 right here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
There we go. Let's see if this works. Thanks, Harvey. Can you hear it?
Nope.
It's not loud enough. Hello? How's that? Hello? There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Step two of the step two identifies the per gallon assessments for the discharge. The board identified a moderate deviation from the requirement, and that factored with the previous potential for harm comes to this 0.6 value here entered into the spreadsheet. The board determined that the board had 4 discharge volumes to evaluate, and
determined that the 674,400-gallon discharge volume was the most representative based on the evidence before them.
There were two days of discharge.
There were 2 days of discharge, so that enters into this factor here at and $10,000 per day. And for the per day factor, the deviation from requirement and potential for harm factor there was assessed at 0.6 as well. And let me see that is right there. Moving down to step four, with respect to the culpability factor, based on the evidence, the board determined a factor of 1.4. With respect to the cleanup and cooperation factor, factor two of step four, board made a determination of 1.0 for that factor. Right there. And then for the history of violations, the board made a determination of 0.9 for that factor. Right. The board also added staff costs of $75,000 to this, and the final liability amount is $1,109,812.80. You want to take it?
Ryan, where are our extra copies? Okay, for the rest of the public, though, if they'd like to see them. Okay.
If you'd like a copy of the order, you're going to raise your hand, and Ryan will pass that to you. Oh. You did not get copies? Oh. Okay. So Ryan, can we give two up here, the front copy, one for the court reporter, please?
We'll make sure that everyone that wants a copy gets a copy.
Ryan, did you get a count of how many you need? Okay. So keep your hands up, please, if you want a copy, and then we'll take a count.
20 copies. Yeah. Okay. Is he done?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Okay. Any board comments before we take a vote? We don't have a motion yet. Does anyone want... Go ahead, make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'd move that after consideration of the evidence and according to the findings presented in the draft order, that the board approve draft order R3-2002-0041.
Okay.
Second, if you need a second.
Okay, we got a second. Any comments on the motion? Okay, and seeing none. And by the way, folks, a lot of the rationale that went into what we did in terms of calculating the penalty is contained inside the draft order itself. So when you get a copy of this, you can look into what we determined for why the volume we thought was appropriate, why we settled with the $674,000 gallon figure. The rationale is in there. Also, the degree of culpability, we looked at that because that has a big effect on the bottom line number. Our rationale for that is contained in the draft order on page 8. So I will call for a vote of the motion. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Okay. Anyone opposed to the motion, say no. Okay. Motion carries unanimously. And you had mentioned something about making sure that there was, don't have to worry about it?
No.
Okay. All right. So that's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're completed with this agenda item. Mr. Jordan, you can run out now. And that concludes our meeting. Thank you very much.
Did everyone get the copies they need?
No.
Okay, we're making more.
Just to make
more.
Yes.
Okay.